This is the new TC Pride Podcast, episode 86, part two of special on-location coverage of the 2017 Twin Cities Pride Parade. TC Pride Podcast, we're on location at the 2017 Twin Cities Pride Parade, and I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Alex White.
Tell me about your sign.
It says pan and proud, and that's because I'm pansexual, and I'm not afraid of who I am, and I'm not afraid of who I'm going to be when I get older. And I want people to know that. I got my rainbow pin and my flower crown because flowers are beautiful.
Hi, I'm Ava. I have a rainbow flag, like a Wonder Woman shirt, and a lot of face paint. Yeah, a lot of it.
Also, I was wondering if you could tell me, just for folks that weren't here, tell me about what just happened in the street right now.
There was a demonstration about Black Lives and Pride. Like interlocking the two activist movements and, you know, resistance to the KKK and stuff, because, you know, that stuff is stupid.
Cool. Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the rest of the day. Happy Pride.
Yeah, happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Mackenzie.
Brittany.
Elena. McKinley.
Cindy.
So you got the whole family here with you today, Cindy.
I do. Well, they are covered in glitter and jewels and showing their pride for everybody that's out here today.
They're kind of bedazzled. Right?
They're totally bedazzled, yes. Love. You can feel the love. Everybody's just all about love today.
I love it.
It feels amazing.
Happy Pride to you as well. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bryn Berryhill.
Tell me about this flag.
Oh, this is the big flag that goes at the beginning of the parade.
And just how big is this flag for people listening to the podcast?
Really big. This is ginormous. It's taken several people, at least a couple, three dozen.
And those people are throwing money into it?
Absolutely, and the money goes to charities and different things that are going to help equality and all that jazz.
Awesome.
Thank you, happy Pride.
Claire Marie.
Claire, this is a big old flag, ain't it?
It is a big flag.
For people listening to the podcast, tell me about this flag.
This flag is for donations for the Campus Alliance. The flag is enormous because it catches money. People throw it in, and they pile it all up, and they put it to a good cause.
We can't overstate how enormous this flag is. It's like Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Yeah, it's four lanes wide. And about half a Minneapolis block long. It's a big, big flag. I love it. I absolutely love it. Happy Pride!
Patrick.
So here it is. This is the flag.
Yes, indeed. This is the big one.
This is the new flag this year.
The new flag.
So tell us about it for people listening to the podcast.
It's a full-size by Pride flag. It's the first time Twin Cities Pride. Last year we had one a little bit narrower. This is it. They're right up front.
And it's huge.
It is huge.
Ginormous.
It's...
like Olympic-sized swimming pool.
It's queer as... well.
We'll bleep you on the podcast.
Yeah, this is great. This is beautiful. The city is fantastic. We love you.
My name's Crystal.
Tell me about this flag.
It's a bisexuality flag.
not just any, it's huge.
It's a huge bisexuality. It's a lot bigger than last year's.
And how does it feel to be a part of increasing the visibility of the bi community this year?
I think it's awesome. I mean, I don't know what to say. My brother is gay and I'm bi, so it's just nice to support everybody else that's on the same page.
What's your name?
I'm Justin, man.
How's it feel to be here helping the bi communities increase their visibility today?
Well, I came out as bi last year right before Pride and held the flag last year. And this year, as I'm walking down the street, I know it's a really contentious time in our community, but showing solidarity for the community as a whole, but specifically talking about the erasure of identities in the entire movement, specifically bi folks, Black Lives Matter, trans women of color. Like, it's important that, although we celebrate Pride, we remember that it's a part of protest and solidarity, and that's why I'm excited to be holding the bi Pride flag today. I'm excited to be with all of my siblings down here in Minneapolis. Happy Pride, everybody.
Jennifer Richmond.
And here it is.
Awesome. This is a blast.
Tell me about the flag.
Oh, the flag is a trans flag. It's brand new this year. It's 30 by 50.
This is a huge flag.
We have about 50, 55 people here carrying it.
How does it feel to be carrying this flag for the first time in the Twin Cities Pride Parade, increasing the visibility of the trans community?
This is absolutely unbelievable. The experience beats nothing sitting in the crowd. Get yourself out. Get yourself participating. This is what it's all about. Happy Pride.
Amy Ruzick.
And here it is.
The U.S. Unity flag.
It's huge.
It's huge. It's 30 foot by 50 foot.
How's it feel to be here celebrating Pride carrying the flag today?
I can't even explain it. Just feels wonderful. Awesome. Thank you.
Dylan, Mr. Minnesota Leather, sir, 2017.
We meet again.
Good to see you.
How's it feel to be here celebrating Pride with all these awesome people?
Oh, it's amazing. What a great crowd. What a great group. Minnesota Leather Pride, and Minneapolis Leather Pride, and Minnesota Pride. Woo!
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
I'm Pace. I love it. I'm glad everybody made it out despite it being a little cooler weather. It's cool, yo.
What does Pride mean to you?
It means everything. It's my life. It's the way of life. I love it.
Sue
and Mary. Man, it's our legacy. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
It's like the history of it all. From way back when you didn't dare come out till all of a sudden now you're here and everybody's here.
How long have you been coming to the parade?
Oh, God. 20 years?
Yeah, 20 years.
Things have changed a little bit in the last 20 years?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. The people here and the acceptance and the colors. It's the color. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Andrea?
Jamie.
I think just acceptance and people coming together and unity.
Freedom, happiness, being able to be with my girlfriend and not worry about what people think. It's an amazing feeling.
I love it. It's just great to see Minnesota and the community come together. So it's a beautiful experience.
Amazing. There's so many people, just so much happiness, and it's wonderful. I love it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Gay Noble.
And Cheryl Hagen.
How long have you each been coming to the parade?
Oh, since 1986? How long would that be?
A long time.
I think 78.
Well, we were just reminiscing that we remember when it used to go down Franklin and Nicollet, and everybody was afraid to be in the parade at that point in time, but people did it anyway, so this is great.
I would say the same. It was really small, and now it's really large, and it's really fun.
It means a chance to come out and be with my family, friends, and celebrate who we are.
And what does Pride mean to you?
Well, you know, she gives such great answers that I'll just pass.
That was a pretty good answer. All right, hey, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of the day. Happy Pride.
Thank you.
Happy Pride.
Jen, what?
Who are you marching for today?
Andrea Jenkins for Ward 8.
How does it feel to be here today with all these awesome people celebrating Pride?
Amazing. Pride is the highlight of our summer. Our happy Pride to you.
Ray. Hello. I've gone as a glitter corn. Basically, I lotioned up and rolled all over my carpet with 14 different glitters, and I gotta go vacuum.
Awesome.
But so I am covered in glitter now.
So you gotta vacuum. You worry about that later.
I'll have someone else do it.
Right on. What does Pride mean to you?
Unity of love, hope, and just everybody comes together because it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Happy Pride.
Colleen, my hair is rainbow color. It's just hair chalk.
Did you do that yourself?
Yeah, everybody's so happy. This is what we need. It's a perfect day. Thank you.
Jane O'Loughlin.
Who are you here marching with today?
Tom Hogue for mayor.
Awesome. How does it feel to be here celebrating Pride with all these awesome people today?
Unbelievable. Amazing.
Sherelle.
Who are you here marching with today?
Out and Sober.
How does it feel to be here today?
It feels amazing.
Awesome. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
My name's Shannon. We're My Pitbull's Family. We are a national organization based here in Minneapolis that works on housing and insurance discrimination for people with all types of dogs, but specifically the 12 or 14 that are discriminated against in the rental market.
What are some that are discriminated against?
Pitbulls, Dobermans, Chows, Rottweilers, all of them.
So how are you trying to change that?
So we called over 240 apartments here in Minneapolis that are dog friendly, and only 12 of them accept all types of dogs. So we do a lot of educational events here in Minneapolis. We're out here at the Pride Parade to raise awareness for our dogs that we love and to keep families together. They can check us out at mypitbullisfamily.org, come volunteer with us, or attend an event. Thank you.
Terrence from the Minneapolis Mayhem. It feels amazing. The weather's great. The crowd is great. We're having a great time today.
And who exactly is Minneapolis Mayhem?
We're a rugby team here. We're one of the only gay rugby teams in Minnesota.
We got some big-time sponsors, too, right?
We do. We have the Saloon, we have a Taekwondo, and we also have Lush and Lavender, of course. And we've got plenty of pictures out there, so look on our Facebook, Minneapolis Mayhem Rugby, and check out all our pictures there. Thank you.
Nick.
Hello. Well, today I was running a little late because I was putting together my outfit. As you can see, I got a few stickers on my face. I represent a lot of gayness. It's amazing, actually.
Got the beads. Where'd you get the beads?
You know, someone stopped me and was like, hey, you look like you could use some more jewelry. And I was like, you're right. I could. Yeah, right? And then it was like $12. It was really, really a nice price. Got to put this on and then, you know.
These are your friends?
Yeah, they will be my friends at the end of the day because they're really awesome.
We're all friends now, right?
Exactly. Guys, right? Wow, she's not. Anyway, they're all my friends, but, you know, that's not the point.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Jesse.
And Corey.
And?
Pebbles McMuffin.
Tell me about your dog. Your dog is thoroughly pridified. It's a word I made up. I'm hoping it catches on.
Absolutely. She is pridified. She's got fairy wings and a tutu, and she's ready to rock for Pride, you know?
What kind of dog is she?
American Bulldog Pitbull mix.
So is this like handmade, or just where'd you get all this stuff?
My mom, her grandmother is, you know, every year does a outfit for her, so, yeah.
Looks like she's pretty good with people. Doesn't mind all the excitement of the parade?
No, she loves it.
She will sit here and reel people in. That's what she wants to do, you know?
She reeled me in, so. Cool. How's it feel to be here with all these people celebrating Pride today?
Absolutely great. This is wonderful. Minnesota is all about Pride, and that's what it's all about.
Amazing. I love it.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Happy Pride.
Thanks, you too.
Happy Pride. Thank you.
Jesus Portillo Martinez.
And who did you march with today?
Carpulica Sacuatlique.
And actually, there wasn't much marching. It was more like dancing, right?
More dancing, yep, exactly.
So people will recognize you from the parade. People always love you guys in the parade. Tell me about your whole outfits and what you guys do.
We make our own outfits. We help each other out, make our own outfits out of leather, out of fabrics. And we just love enjoying what we do and just perform at different locations and especially dancing every year for Pride.
And you guys are the ones with all the big feathers, yep. And the like, it's traditional sort of Latino stuff, right?
Yep, exactly. More traditional Aztec dancing from South America, from Mexico down to South America.
Right on. Well, you guys did a fantastic job. They love having you here. Thanks so much. Happy Pride, man.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Alex.
Henry.
Blake.
Sierra.
Autumn.
This is a transgender shirt with the LGBT plus flag. Oh, and I have the pansexual marking on.
No, that's transgender.
Transgender.
I'm Henry. I'm gay, and I'm wearing a Born This Way Pride t-shirt with the Lisa Frank t-shirt.
I'm wearing the pansexual flag, and I have the pansexual paint, and I'm wearing a rare breed cat t-shirt.
So a lot of people are still learning about the pansexual community. What are the colors for the pansexual community?
The pansexual is pink, yellow, and blue.
I am gender fluid, and I am wearing the USA LGBT colors. I'm gender fluid. It's purple, black, white, pink, and blue.
Yeah, I have the rainbow cat shirt, and then I have rainbow suspenders, and I have my transgender flag, and yeah.
I'm RJ, and I'm wearing my trans flag, sparkly suspenders, and just a rainbow Deadpool shirt.
You got the unicorn going out.
Yeah, rainbow Deadpool.
How does it feel to be here celebrating with all these people today?
Awesome. I want to cry from happiness.
Amazing.
Just amazing. It's so much fun.
Just a way to feel loved and express equality.
I feel like I belong here.
I feel loved and accepted.
It means, like, I don't know, it's just a place where you can come feel safe and happy and be yourself.
It just, to me, it kind of shows that we can all get together and still love each other and show that everyone's accepted in their own way right here in the cities. So
a place to just be accepted and be yourself and just not feel awkward to be yourself.
Alice Eichholz.
And Alice, we spoke last year.
We spoke last year in the same spot.
I think right, exactly, the exact same spot. How does it feel to be here this year with all these people celebrating Pride today?
It's just so fabulous. This is even better than it was before. And the kind of sense of diversity and inclusion that exists in the Twin Cities is so amazing. It's just perfect to have this kind of celebration, and it couldn't be a better day because it started out chilly, but now it's okay.
Yeah, it's been quite the weather roller coaster.
Like you know, usually. So.
It was like, yeah, cold, then hot, then cool. Yeah.
But now, very cool, very cool. And such incredible enthusiasm. It's it's inspiring.
And so for people who weren't able to tune into our conversation last year, you've been to a lot of prides.
Yes, I've been to a lot of prides, and actually I was living in New York during the first Stonewall. That's why my daughter has those. Katie, hold your sign up.
So, what does it say for people listening?
It says the first Pride was an anti-police violence riot, and remember Stonewall.
Awesome. Things have changed a lot since then.
A lot, a lot, a lot. And that's what's so nice about it, to be able to see that. We still have a long way to go, a long way, but there's no comparison. So it's really inspiring.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time again, Alice. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Katie.
So Katie, we just talked to your mom.
Yeah.
And she told me about your sign, but maybe you could tell us a little more about your sign there.
Sure. I thought it was really important to make sure that all the participants in Pride and also the people who are watching Pride remember where it started from. There's actually a girl in the crowd, maybe 14, 15, who she was talking about. She didn't know what the colors on the flag meant, so I sat down and talked with her about that. We talked about the sign. She hadn't heard what Stonewall was, and so we had a little discussion about that, too. So I just think it's important to remember the history of why it exists and that we need to keep on pushing forward to make sure that we're not letting any members of our community be interrupted by the police or really taken advantage of in any different ways.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of the day. Happy Pride.
Thanks so much. You too.
Amber Krishney. KJ Towsley.
Ashante Cook.
It's super awesome. We went to DC a few weeks ago, so it takes on a whole new meaning this year to be able to be at Pride.
I love it. The energy is awesome. Like, you can just... YMCA! I mean, like, it's awesome.
Great. I'm glad being out where people are out being themselves and being happy, you know?
I got a lot of colors going on here. I got the gay flag, I got the trans flag, I got the pan flag going on. It's everything that represents me and more.
Face paint, you're in full party mode.
I got it going on. Free hugs and everything.
I've got half of a couple shirt. Mine says Pride, and my girlfriend has the love half. It's the other half of my rainbow. And the rest of it is just free shit that I've been getting from Pride. It's amazing. It's always great to be part of this community, especially when we get to be ourselves and be this out and this proud. It's awesome.
Happy Pride!
Happy Pride!
Fernanda.
Marcos.
Lou.
Shelly.
Nick. So you guys have like a whole Pride team going on. What's going on here?
Sure. So it's our wedding next week, and then my mom came from Brazil, and she made the t-shirts as a surprise for us for Pride.
Oh, they're beautiful. Tell folks about them that are listening to the podcast.
Thanks. So she has a shop in Brazil, and she made them for me.
They're white with rainbow stripes across the sleeves and then the front of the shirt.
So do you make these?
You made them?
Yes. Yes.
They're beautiful. They're very nice. So what's Pride like there?
It is huge. In São Paulo, it's huge. In our city, not so much. But that's why they came here.
Awesome. Thanks for your time. Enjoy the rest of Pride. Happy Pride.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anastasia.
Emily.
Amaya.
I'm pansexual.
I am also pansexual. I just happen to be wearing rainbow.
Got the tie-dye rainbow going on.
Yeah, I do.
It's wonderful. I've never felt so much love here.
Yes, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good time. I like it.
Happy Pride.
Jonathan.
Riley.
And who are you guys marching with today?
The North Star Kennel Club.
Tell me about what you're wearing.
The season's latest fashion.
He's wearing a pup hood, so it's a leather mask that looks like a puppy. Happy Pride.
Dee Dee, the director of Unlimited Next Level Drill and Dance Performing Arts.
And what are you up to at the parade today?
We are here supporting our community, our director that passed away. He was part of the community, and we're keeping his legacy alive.
Well, thank you very much. Happy Pride.
You're welcome. Happy Pride to you.
TC Pride Podcast, we're on location at the Twin Cities Pride Parade, and I'm here with a guy who's not from Ireland, but can you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Brett.
So I asked if you were from Ireland because...
Because I'm wearing a jacket, an Irish jacket.
So there are people from all over the world. We just talked to some people from Brazil like a couple minutes ago, but you said you're not from a different country, but you are from a different state.
Well, it's almost like a different country because I'm from Florida, but I've lived here in Minnesota for 29 years.
Oh, nice. And your name and where are you from?
Carolyn, and I'm originally from California, but I've been in Minnesota for 24 years. It's been a great day. Great day.
Oh, it's been a fantastic day. It's great to be gay in Minnesota. What does Pride mean to me? Being able to be who I am? I guess that's about it.
Pride means celebrating friends and celebrating love in all forms and shapes and sizes. Happy Pride to you.
Happy Pride.
I'm Tyler Stewart with the Reconciling Ministries of the United Methodist Church, and we're just talking about how Pride is a movement of justice and love, and how it's so important that all types of people are standing up for the whole movement, LGBT everywhere, whether they're immigrants or black lives or undocumented folks. It's really, really important. Native folks. There are LGBTQ people all over the world, and we need to be standing up for each one of them.
How's it feel to be here riding the parade today?
So good. It's a beautiful day. Lots of smiling faces. It's a beautiful thing.
Thanks so much. Good to see you again, and we'll talk to you soon. Happy Pride.
Yeah, good to see you. Happy Pride.
Louise!
And who are you here with?
St. John of Arc Church.
So I noticed you. You're taking like banner carrying to a whole other level. What
are
you doing?
We are. We are all about the spin. Absolutely. Dancing it. It's a day to be proud. Happy Pride.
Carly.
Ava.
Lucas.
Tell me about your signs.
My Lucas is a...
It looks handmade.
Yeah, she made it for me. She's an artist. She made this sign, too. And,
What does it say?
It says, bi is valid.
And it's got the what colors?
Pink, purple, and blue.
The bi color?
Yeah.
You don't have one? You just like to make signs for other people?
Yeah, I'm just making them for other people.
Awesome. They're beautiful. They're some of the coolest signs I've seen all day.
Thank you.
Awesome. Tell me about your sign.
It says, if I'm losing a piece of me, maybe I don't want heaven. It's... Quote by Troye Sivan, he's a gay rights activist.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
The TC Pride Podcast is a production of Podletter Media and Twin Cities Pride. Subscribe now on iTunes, on Android, or by email at tcpridepodcast.org. Get above the noise by raising your voice. Podlitter Media turns your email newsletter, blog, or video content into a more powerful, more personal,
more intimate,
on-demand listening experience. Your podcast.
Your story.
Your voice. Simplified. Amplified. Learn more now at podlitter.com.